Welcome to KHM Today, your weekly resource for industry news and straight-up fun. I am your host, Carolyn Orff, and this week I am attending KHM Travel's Crystal Conference on the Celebrity Reflection. The Crystal Conference is our event for recognition, knowledge, and community. Of course, we want all of our KHM Today listeners to learn along with us this week, even though we're not coming to you live. So in the spirit of cruising, we have our top 10 tips for travel agents when booking a cruise. Let's start with some beginner tips. These are great if you have never sold a cruise before, but are interested in adding this niche to your business plan. Number one is education. Do your research. Many cruise lines offer trainings and certifications. This is a great way to show your expertise with your current and potential clients. Tip number two is experience. Education is important, but nothing beats experiencing the product firsthand. This will help you provide tips and insights to your clients that they can't find anywhere else. It is also a great opportunity for taking photos and videos that you can use in your marketing. Tip number three is qualify your client. By asking thoughtful and open-ended questions, you will get a good idea as to their expectations for their cruise. With this information, you will be able to determine from all of your education what will be the best fit for them. The more you learn about your clients and cruise lines and sailings, the more you'll see how different they are and be able to make solid recommendations. Tip number four is to learn the booking engines. Get to know the booking engine for the cruise line you want to work with. Play around with them. Learn them inside out so that you can be efficient. Tip number five is to know and understand and the check-in process and documents needed to sail. As a travel agent, your clients are looking to you to make sure they have everything they need to sail. Cruise lines require you to check in before sailing. It is important to communicate what documents the cruise line and any ports of call will require. This includes understanding when valid passports are needed. Clients may also have luggage tags to attach, boarding passes to print, or apps to download. Knowing the ins and outs makes you a very valuable resource. Our first five tips are great for when you're getting started. Now, let's talk about some tips to help you grow your cruise business. So number six, it's not just about the booking, it's about the whole trip. One way to show your value is to help your clients figure out all of the pieces of their trip from the minute they leave their home to when they return home. This should include flight recommendations, pre-cruise hotel stays, excursions, and onboard experiences. After your qualifying process, you should have an idea of what will enhance the experience for your client and how best you will be able to assist them. This is customer service at its best. Number seven. Develop a niche. If you're focusing your business on cruising or want to add it to your current offerings, you might find it overwhelming to try and be an expert in every cruise line. You don't need to sell every cruise line out there. Find the ones you would like to work with and focus there. River cruising and ocean cruising are very different. So if you're going to sell both, it's important you understand those differences and the clients that are right for them. Number eight, this might be my favorite. Build relationships. As you grow your business, it's crucial that you build relationships. Get to know your business development manager and learn when to reach out to them and with what questions. If possible, attend a seminar at sea for hands-on experience and education. Here at the Crystal Conference, we have 14 cruise suppliers sailing with us, and our agents are able to schedule time with them in addition to training sessions and cocktail parties. Number nine, group bookings. Are you feeling confident in your cruise knowledge and ready to take on something new? What about a cruise group? Of course, agents with KHM Travel should complete destination groups in our LMS and contact our groups team to learn more. There's a ton of potential in this market, and it's a great way to grow your business. And finally, number 10, close that sale. Even the most successful and experienced travel agents can struggle with closing the sale. If you find yourself in this position, I recommend a few things. First, for visual people, find a video walkthrough of the ship or something that will help them better imagine themselves there. Better yet, going back to tip number two, show your own photos and videos. This can help dismiss any ideas of the images being too produced or not authentic. Next, show the value of a cruise vacation. Share the cost of a cruise versus a land vacation. Many clients want to understand the whole picture, including air, accommodations, meals, and tours and excursions before making that final decision. Share the popularity of cruising and how the availability of staterooms and pricing associated can change within minutes. Knowing that something is scarce can help make the decision faster. And finally, every booking needs that deposit place. So by utilizing digital authorizations, you can provide the client with a quick, easy, and secure way to share their payment information. Sharing the process for how to pay early on in your conversations makes it easy to get that payment processed. There you have it, our top 10 tips for selling a cruise. If you have any tips you want to share, please do so in the comments below. Also, please check out our first-time cruisers tip shorts on our YouTube channel and share them with your clients. Links will be in the description below. Have a great week, everyone, and we look forward to seeing you back live in our KHM studio next week.